Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington, getting ready to ring in the new year in New York's Times Square. CBS's Bradley Blackburn is there.
This year, there are no COVID restrictions. Police are ready for the return of enormous crowds.
We must be safe, and we can do it in a very organized fashion.
Happy New Year!
The confetti is ready, too, after a quick airworthiness test this week. Some 3,000 pounds will fill the air in Times Square at midnight. The big countdown now well underway as the world welcomes 2023. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Scotland celebrates New Year's Eve in proper Scottish manner. The BBC's Alexandra McKenzie is in Edinburgh.
The Edinburgh Hogmanay Street Party is back after 3 years. There's fireworks up at Edinburgh Castle. There's a concert down in Prince's Street Garden with 10,000 people, and all the 30,000 tickets sold out for the street party on Prince's Street, and everyone is having a fabulous time despite the rain and the cold. They're desperate to see in 2023.
In Russia, President Putin devoted his annual New Year's address to rallying the Russian people behind the war in Ukraine. He pledged victory over what he called Ukrainian neo-Nazis and a West, he said, that is intent on destroying Russia. He also cast the war as a near existential fight for the future of Russia. A New Year's address of a very different kind in Ukraine, where President Zelensky said that the world would not forgive Russia for the wave of missile strikes on New Year's Eve. The BBC's Danny Eberhard.
They call themselves Christians, but they're following the devil, said President Zelensky straight to camera as he described how Russia had attacked Ukrainians at Easter, Christmas and now New Year. He delivered part of his address to Russians in their native tongue. The war Moscow was waging, he said, was not with NATO, as it maintained, but to keep one person, Vladimir Putin, in power.
Paying respects to Pope Emeritus Benedict, who died yesterday at the age of 95, CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
Nothing defined Benedict XVI's pontificate so clearly as its ending, with his majestic farewell flight over the Eternal City. Benedict had become the first pope in more than 600 years to resign. He said his mental and physical strength had deteriorated to the point that he had to, quote, recognize my incapacity to fulfill the ministry entrusted to me.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS20.
You, your family, your friends, your community are valuable and worth protecting. If you head into your New Year celebration with this thought top of mind, you're ahead of the game. Sure, have fun ringing in the New Year, but don't get behind a wheel of a car during or after that fun if you've been drinking. The risk is too great of hurting yourself, loved ones, other people near and dear to you, or anyone for that matter. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Spice, the world premier manufacturer of mustard solutions. Wishing you a happy New Year.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Classic gifts, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Williamson Street. You can shop them online at igniteclassicgifts.com. And, of course, I got to give a special shout-out to Salvatore's Tomato Pies and the Stark Weather Brewing Company on Atwood Avenue.
Now, wait a minute. Let's it's not
okay,
time to
Terry,
toast yet.
But toast?
How's the beer? Do you like the beer?
It's delicious. If I can say beer is delicious, it's delicious.
Beer,
yes.
It is delicious.
Stark
it's
Weather
good.
Brewing Company, thank you.
You could say
my
beer
goodness.
Is good. And this beer is
I like
really good.
It. It's really good, yeah. I was going to show a heavy full glass, but oops.
Well, we've been drinking, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
Jimmy K, Terry Barr, and Rocker here with you on live on the television and also live on the radio. Ooh. What an interesting night, and what an incredible performance from the civil engineers.
Oh, so good.
Wow, was that just amazing. I was sitting back kind of looking at the spaceship control center.
Yes.
While they were mixing it all together, and I was counting all the people that it's taking to do this.
Yes.
And it's just amazing. It's a full room over there. What a great crew, and mm-hmm. I just loved watching the behind the scenes.
Oh, huge thank you. Yes, to the Starship. No,
the spaceship.
Now I'm out on who
the
knows
Starship
where.
Starship Enterprise. It's like it. It's oh like being
Enterprise. Oh, my goodness. TheSpaceship.tv. Thank you, Kat and Dustin and everybody who is here tonight. We know that you are giving up your New Year's Eve to be here to celebrate with us, so we are so grateful to everybody.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I also want to give a shout-out to Glass Nickel Pizza Company here in Madison.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
Avenue, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They delivered some pizzas for us, and that saved my night. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Were we going to lose you eventually?
Just well, here's like... the deal. I Jimmy K might explode at any moment here. I woke up at 5:30 this morning, my normal time.
Oh, that's your normal time.
I just wake up at 5:30. There's
that's
a dog
weird.
To ask. Well, you know, I'm old. You know,
so this is past Jimmy's bedtime then.
Oh, that's right. What we're getting to.
I'm going to start mainlining caffeine here at about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, because we can't lose you before right. Porky's Groove Machine.
If I start slurring my words, I'm going to call an Uber and drink more beer. What I'm going to do.
Okay, he's got a plan.
Terry Barr, you got some more Barr notes later on.
I do. And, you know, I may even repeat the earlier ones because it's a pretty big deal. Big news.
Big
news. One person coming back to do a show from L.A. Another person saying goodbye to this area, but she claims she'll be back as well.
They all come back. Rocker, we just experienced an awesome rock and roll set from the Civil Engineers.
Oh, so grateful.
Here on the spaceship.tv. But there's more coming.
There is a lot more coming, Jimmy. Next up, we're going to have Linda and the Zeros.
Yay.
I'm really looking forward to this performance. It's going to be stellar as well. And then at the end of the night, it's Porky's Groove Machine. They're down here from Minneapolis.
That's what's keeping me awake right now.
They made the trip. They're hanging at the hotel, conserving their energy.
Listen to that.
Because you know, we're gonna ask them what they had for lunch. I think it was Denny's and Perkins. They're recovering, but they'll be here.
That's a real road trip, isn't it?
In just a little while.
Mm-hmm. Well, a touring band.
There's plenty of pizza and beer for the Porky's Groove Machine when they come. We'll just tell them it's from Denny's, okay?
Denny's?
Right. No.
It's Denny's frozen pizza.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you guys.
Right. There is a chat room. Rocker, how do we get in the chat room?
Just go to www.thespaceship.tv and sign up, get an account. Bam, you'll be on the chat with me. I'm looking at the chat right now.
What do you
and,
got? What do you
D-Ski,
got?
D-Ski is okay. In there giving the devil's horns.
Of course.
The devil's horns, so that must mean they really, truly like it. And, yeah, so head into the chat.
Yes.
Give us a message. We'd love to see you.
And we'll
there.
Share your message if you
yes.
don't mind
and
because
you can
we
watch,
love that.
And you can watch the stream while you're chatting.
Yeah, right. Why not?
We're going to squeeze in music this half hour from Armchair Boogie. We're maybe some work coming up later in the Cashbox Kings as well. So we all know and love Ellie Erickson and Bone Holler here in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
They have new music, don't they?
They have.
Sorry, did
new
I just bust what you were going to say?
You went,
yes. Right.
She guessed it.
You did it.
Yes. See, that news thing in me still lives on. I like to be the one that wins.
Their CD release show is coming up on the 6th. I don't have the piece of paper that tells me where. I think it's at the High Noon Saloon.
I think you're right.
I think it's the High Noon Saloon mm-hmm. with Bone Holler. I don't know who they're playing with, but it's really going to be a good show.
Do you have music?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Ellie and Molly sent me a brand new track off this new album.
Oh, I'm so excited
about this.
More
music to premiere on Max Inc. Radio.
Where
just
else?
About. Now, we've heard this song before, but this is just mastered the mix. This is the real deal. It's Bone Holler, live on Max Inc. Radio on thespaceship.tv. Thank you.
left the valley with the rising sun and never saw you again. We had dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Cloudy and the mud was deep. We had to go on paddling. We couldn't sleep. I left our memories buried deep in the banks of the Ohio. We had dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. With a sense of loss and never saw you again. We had dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Nothing after now. We had dreams and bones and nothing. Dreams and bones and nothing after, nothing after now. Bird's Eye Crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. Bird's Eye Crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. Bird's Eye Crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. Bird's Eye Crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again.
Pack it in, it's a Bird's Eye Crew. We back again, back again. So pack it in, it's a Bird's Eye Crew. We back again, back again. Pack it in, it's a Bird's Eye Crew. We back again, back again. So pack it in, it's a Bird's Eye Crew. We back again, back again. Got me feeling like I'm in goodbye. Crane your neck to try to steal another glimpse of God. I gain respect just from dealing with these simple snouts. My phrase connects and leave them reeling like a vicious rider. Praise the text or blame the technique. My flow aims at best to drain the dead sea. The famous medley remaining deadly. The frame of Ted B with the brain to Ed B. These red beams are aimed at anyone who claimed to be highly trained while they strain to speak. You can't stop the train to try to tame the beast. So just chop your veins and remain at ease. Now listen, with every snare hit, I share spin. With every note strum, that's another quote spun. With every key played, that's another tree blazed. Till the hook comes back, and what's done is done.
Falling into the time with the band and mind.
words I spew, my bird's eye crew. Be quick to run your third eye through. You heard I grew a guest from the herb I blew. I see my secret to success ain't from the birds I flew. That's true, if the shoe fits, I'll pick up some new kicks. Wear them out the store, walk a mile or more to be sure I blaze my own trail. And the more I explore, the more my soul sails. Proof that I won't fail. From first times through to the last one ends. Every verse I drew from the words I knew, but it's new. Every second song drove another lesson home. Time will change minds as quick as Smith and Wesson's blow. I lead life like a chord progression. Hit the wrong notes, no frets, just work to lessen. Here's a question for those that try to lessen my flows. How many hoops I gotta jump through for best in the show? We go.
Pulling me through time with a band and rhymes. Sky high with a bird's eye.
It's a bird's eye crew, we back again, back again. So pack it in, pack it in. It's a bird's eye crew, we back again, back again.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of the field. I find myself on top of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's arrows of light shining down from the heavens. And they're shining so bright and so loud that I must have hit my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. What to do that to myself? Why would I drink my night away? Oh, yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way more. They keep me around. Send me a picture of sadness. Tell me the Holy Ghost. Sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. Invite me over for dinner. Invite my woman too. Give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, far too much bother. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends. Run away. told me to do it.
There it is. Maxine Grudio, we are local music. Armchair boogie there. What does it care? What does time care? What does it matter anymore, you know?
You know, we have several hours.
We're on the spaceship. We're like entering the, leaving the atmosphere here.
We have several hours till midnight.
I can tell you off the top. I can tell you off the top of my head that Armchair Boogie is playing at the Majestic for one of the fest. I believe it's the Bluegrass Festival.
Ooh. It would have to be the Bluegrass Festival.
I think that's happening next Saturday on the 7th. But check Facebook at the event. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't take Jimmy's word for it.
Don't take my word for it.
Not right now,
check
anyway.
Check Facebook.
some Bird's Eye before that was Sky High and that brand new Bone Holler song. Muddy River was the name of that song.
Oh, that was fun.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a good evening so far. I'm Jimmy K here with Terry Barr and Rocker. We are broadcasting live on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Spaceship.tv. And it's so much fun tonight. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, and we're only getting started, if you think about it. It's only after 8 o'clock right now. We have two more amazing bands for you tonight, live at the spaceship.tv or across the Civic Media Radio Network. And wherever you're listening or watching, once again, we are so grateful to have you here with us.
And don't forget, if you want to relive the experience, the show here on the Civic Media Radio Network will replay tonight at midnight and then tomorrow at 6 p.m. and midnight as
well. We can ring in the new year like four times.
Right. And then the whole thing will be podcasted. It will be on the Maxine Radio page at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to get the Civic Media app on your phone. That's important
as well.
That's
the easiest thing to do. Yes. And it's one of those apps where it actually works. I don't know if you've ever downloaded any of the other, and I'm going to be careful how I say this, but any of the other radio station type of apps, they're messy. This one is clear and crisp and easy to use.
Plus, if you want to listen to the Madison, you can choose Devil Radio, 92.7. Of course, if you want to listen to Bull Falls Radio. Thank you.
Yes.
This is why I don't have stuff in front of me. But anyway, Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, if you want to listen to them.
And Amy, our friends Frank and Amy are probably listening right now. They listen every Saturday. Yeah. And so they're big music lovers. So thanks, you guys.
It's a great app for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Rocker, and we hope to 2023, that's one of our missions for Max Inc. Radio, is to get out with the people more and do more shows like this.
Around the state. In different places, locations, great local bands from all over the state. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're down here in Madison, and Madison has a great staple of bands, but the rest of the state has just an amazing amount of musicians, and we want to celebrate those people, too.
Absolutely.
And we really like having the full band.
Yeah.
That is really fun. So let's call 2023 Year of the Full Band.
That's good.
I like that.
The Wisconsin Rapid Stations that are part of the Civic Media Network.
Locally grown radio.
They are going to be doing the Hoozles Rise to Music Competition, and that will be getting started right before summer hits. And they bring in all these musicians. Anybody from around the state can register to be part of it. It's kind of a battle of the bands sort of competition. But they've already said, can we have some of the musicians visit with you guys? You guys want to come out and hang with us? And I said, you just never know what's going to happen.
The possibilities are endless.
I love it. Yes.
It's going to be awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. We got live music from Linda and the Zeros coming up next hour for the 8 o'clock hour. And coming up, and they're going to join us here in the radio studio for a quick interview, too.
It's going to be fun.
Meantime, Terry, you have some more bar notes for us.
I do.
Hey, before I start in the bar notes, I want to remind people, we're in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're watching people chat. We're chatting with D-Ski right now. Mm-hmm. So get on thespaceship.tv. Join us in the chat room.
Excellent. Okay, I mentioned this in an earlier version tonight of Bar Notes. Rain Stern, a hometown favorite. She's actually from Mount Horeb, but she calls Madison home. Well, that was until she moved to L.A. She has a show coming up on Wednesday at High Noon Saloon in Madison. And that, yeah, is this Wednesday. Our show friend Marsden is going to be opening for her. But, I mean, if you want to see somebody jam a guitar, woo-wee.
There's a 97% chance that I will be at that show.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. Very good. And then we also talked about our, I love this woman, Kelsey Miles. She's moving to Kansas City, I believe in April. And again, as she mentioned, the blues are pulling me there, the blues scene and the barbecue. And she promises that she will join us on the show before she heads out. So we've got that coming ahead. Here's the other big news, in case you hadn't heard. Everybody knows Dave Adler.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steely Dan, keyboard player, the leader of the band. He stands up on the stool that he sits down.
We just had him in the
Devil's Lair.
Oh, and it was so good. My goodness. Well, he is a Mr. and Mrs. now. He is the Mr., of course. He got married.
Mazel tov.
Yes, yes. So Dave and Mary Beth, we love you and say congratulations to you.
That archive from Dave Adler playing in the Devil's Lair is up on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us right now.
Excellent.
Yeah. You got to check it out.
Well, that is funny.
If you want to be entertained.
It was an hour of Hanukkah bliss.
Oh, my gosh. And you will laugh so hard. I mean, that's what I did. And right. I had a tummy ache by the time that show was done. Oh, my gosh. Right. You just never know what to expect. So there you go.
Linda from Linda to Zeros is taking a seat on the couch. We're going to have a chat with her in just a couple of minutes. Their live set is coming up here shortly. You were on with Crudy and the Devil's Advocates on Friday.
Yes, and for the happy hour.
I was listening to that, and we appreciate the Devil's Advocates for having you on to talk about this show tonight. I think you asked Crudy his favorite local song, and he said he couldn't remember what it was, but he was like, "I like the Booty Song. I want to hear the Booty Song."
Rudy.
Oh yeah, are we gonna hear
Rudy
it?
Rudy loves.
I'm not sure what Booty Song he was playing or what song he was talking about. So
did you ever figure it out?
Do we have more than one?
I want to play two Booty Songs right now for Crudy.
All right.
At Double Radio, we'll kick it off with Dr. Noise and the Booty Song on Max Inc. Radio and the Spaceship.tv.
Oh, when the stars have aligned, girl, then you'll be mine. Please let me touch that booty. And with a butt like that, I simply got to ask. Please let me touch that booty. I got you down on the floor, baby, begging me for more. Please let me touch that booty. Popping out of those jeans like the girls in magazines. At least let me see your booty. Oh, yeah. Just give me a pinch. I'm only asking for an inch. Please let me touch that booty. And if your butt was the earth, I'd like to travel in skirt. Please let me touch that booty. So get out in those pants and give everyone a glance. Let the public see that booty. I hear the sound of whips every time you shake those hips. I love the way you rock your booty. I like the way you work it. It makes money so shaky and so weak. Please just let me see, cause that would make my day complete. Hey Frank, I say, oh yeah. And just drop those pants. Please let me touch that booty. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio.
Woohoo!
We are local music. Booty on My Mind. That's Magic Conch. Dr. Noise before that with the booty song, a double dip of booty songs for Crudy.
Double dip and booty.
Yeah.
Just
there you go.
For Crudy.
Double dip and booty for Crudy.
Woo. All right.
If you're just tuning in, you may be listening to tonight's audio broadcast on one of our many radio stations across the Civic Media statewide radio network, or you may be streaming from the Civic Media app. But tonight, you can also watch Max Inc. Radio by going to thespaceship.tv. And there, you're going to find a high-quality video and audio stream of the show, plus a chat room. Come join us now. Linda and the Zeros are on a mission to find the common thread connecting music to audience. For Linda and the Zeros, that connection is a blend of soul, Motown, funk, and rock. The band's latest signal, Too Hot, can often be heard right here on Max Inc. Radio. Since their formation in 2016, the Madison Band has been playing plenty of local clubs and just this year performed on the Clyde Stubblefield stage for Atwood Fest.
It was amazing.
And in a few minutes, we're going to hear a live set of Linda and the Zeros on location at the spaceship.tv, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Starkweather Brewing Company. But first, let's catch up with the band before they hit the stage. Linda, Greg, Steve, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay! Thank you for being here. This is amazing.
We'll get your mics on in just a second here.
That's okay.
All right.
We keep saying it's live TV,
right.
So, yeah. You know, and live radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just go with it and you explain it as you go along and everybody's fine.
Go. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show. How y'all doing?
Yeah, thank let me you. Clap oh, again yeah. for you guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Doing great. We're really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
We are thrilled to have you guys here. My goodness. Tell us a little bit. You've been around for a decade. Is that possible? Wow.
Not quite, but yeah, we're getting there.
Okay. Uh-huh. For people who don't know you, and I was one of those people at Atwood Fest that saw you and went, who and what is happening right now? Amazing energy, great tunes, great music. And I was so excited to find out you were a Wisconsin band, so that made me really happy. But what can you tell us as far as a backstory about all of you, where you came from, how you got together, a little bit? Mm-hmm.
We should have discussed this, but I'm going to start with...
Nah, that's boring. No discussing.
I guess, you know, we had done some different renditions and different band stuff. So Greg and I together, and Greg was kind of itching to get back into it. And I said, okay, well, I'll agree. But I had stipulations, and one was I didn't play an instrument. I didn't want to be behind any instrument. I wanted to strictly sing, and my name had to be in the band because I think like it would give people something to identify with. And he said yes, so that's how it all came to be. And the next thing I know, he was having a beer with you at the Vintage? No. Not,
Brasserie V.
You know, the Brasserie V, and Rose came aboard. And it just kind of just kept word of mouth kind of developed, and we gathered up such a wonderful group of people that have just such a great spirit and energy about them. And then on top of that, they just bring their incredible talent, always prepared and just super positive.
Oh, and we're going to see this happening.
How did the Zeros come about?
The actual word Zeros? So it's kind of a leftover from a computer programming lingo, where you eliminate the leading zeros in programming sense. And I frequently say that zero is the sum total of my musical talent, so it fits perfectly into it.
I would probably say that's probably wrong, but that's okay.
Oh my goodness, you guys!
Well, self-deprecation can be some pretty funny stuff. So
we rely on that every Saturday. Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Works.
Tell us a little bit about the music, and do you have a mission, or when you get up on stage, is there anything that you're really looking forward to doing for the people who are there to hear you and see you and enjoy the music?
You didn't talk yet. Do you want to go?
A mission? Well, I think it's to get people up and dancing is really, and having fun. And I think that of all the bands I've ever been in, this band, when it plays, we're having as much fun as anybody in the audience, probably more. But I think it's contagious, you know. And, and so whenever we play, it really hasn't mattered in all these years. We just really enjoy ourselves, enjoy interacting with each other, and then it just spreads.
I think, again, I go back to Atwood Fest, again, for those listening in other parts of the state, end of July in Madison, along Atwood Avenue. But I remember we were standing on the street, and you had so many people. Is that one of the bigger shows you've played? And how did that feel, just to see everybody so happy and jam into your music?
Well, it was wonderful. we so appreciated the offer to be there, and then to have the type of stage that allowed us to express ourselves, and especially for Linda to have the room to move, because physicality is a part of her show, and it energizes people or wears them out, one or the other. So that was great. I mean, it wasn't too many years before that that we were playing on a stage in western Wisconsin that had a running train behind us and semis in front of us, and the audience was on the other side of the semis.
Was that at the hotel north of the Trempolo?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Has to be, right?
Yes.
That's one of the only places where you can have a train just go flying back while you're playing outside.
And the sound was bouncing front and back when they would all happen at the same time. And I was just praying no one was going to get run over, and no one did. It was a lot of fun.
That's good. Awesome. Wow, what a memory, though.
And back to Atwood Fest, I will have to say that the energy of the crowd, like Steve talks about, infectious. The crowd energy there was amazing. So we really fed a lot off of that.
Oh, yeah. I could see all of it happening because we were way in the back. And just to watch people kind of, you know, checking you guys out and, oh, I got a little groove. And then to watch people start dancing, I just love that. So we can't wait to hear from you guys live tonight.
Love the live crowd energy. We got Steve, Linda, and Greg from Linda and the Zeros. In a few minutes, we're going to listen to you all play live. Yay! On location here at the Spaceship.tv, presented by the Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Starkweather Brewing Company. Tell us about some of the horn section, especially that Chaddo guy.
Who's that new Chad guy?
He can run, but he can't hide. I pursued him for many months.
That's awesome.
He's wearing quite the flashy, nice jacket tonight.
He's wearing the jacket he was wearing when I met him.
The truth comes out.
The smoking jacket.
It's pretty cool that, you know, he's playing horns. I know he's a percussionist, drummer by trade.
Yeah.
But he recently picked up the horns. I'm really excited to watch him play. And if you ever need a really good pet sitter, Chaddo's your guy.
Yes.
Freebellyrubs.com.
Sitting and dog walking.
Now, you all have nine people in the band. Mm-hmm. What is practice like? Or do you all get together?
It's loud.
Yeah? How do you all stay on track? Like, there's squirrels all over the place, you know?
Well, we have a really dedicated bunch that comes to practice, like Linda said, prepared. And so the studio space that we have in the basement of our house is just big enough to squeeze a herd of cats in it. And that's our band.
Yeah.
And we all have our spot, and we have a prepared list, and everyone goes right to it.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it's really great. Everybody kind of just squeezes on in. We've set up some different barriers just to try to... We love you horns, but they are loud, we have to kind of block that a little bit. But yeah, it's really nice. And we're looking for back vocalists, and I'm hoping that that'll happen soon. So
I'd say everybody's been playing a long time, so they know what they're doing, which makes it a heck of a lot easier. Mm-hmm. When we say here's what we're going to do, here's how we're going to treat it, everybody does their homework, and we come and we can work. Yeah, because if half the people aren't prepared, it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, you're all busy people, too. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so when you get there, you want to have fun, but you want to have a real rehearsal, too, so that when you hit the stage, you're like, we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
We're definitely ready to go to see Linda and the Zeros tonight on the spaceship.tv. That's coming up just after the top of the hour here. What's coming up in your calendar? Any shows beyond the spaceship tonight?
Yeah, we'll have a gig in February at the Red Rooster.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
just up
that.
The street.
Yep. Mm-hmm. First time for us there. We'll be coming back to the Burr Oak. And then we're planning some summer outdoor gigs.
Wonderful. Also. How do we keep up with you? Are you on all the socials, all that good stuff?
Yep, lynda.com, okay. Or lyndanthezeros.com. It's just Lynda. These guys, window dressing, you know. It's all good, though.
Oh, that's awesome.
So lyndanthezeros.com, and we're on Facebook. We have an Instagram. It's not run very well because I'm the one responsible for it. But
you got to delegate and put one of these guys in charge of these. No.
I do need somebody who's more interested in that. Yeah. So who's volunteering, guys?
Oh, that's Chad. Awesome.
Chad.
Oh, volunteer the guy.
Why not? He's not
right
in
under
here.
The bus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Steve, Lynda, Greg, thank you so much
you.
For coming in, doing the show tonight.
Yeah,
super excited to see you play. And you're so gracious. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Lynda the Zero is coming up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network and the Spaceship.tv. Let's play some new work right now. This is called Ignition on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, hey, Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. The happy endings aren't for us. That was Ellie, maybe, and the Cancellations. They're out of Nashville. Marston is the guitar player in that band, by the way. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr. We're live at the Spaceship.tv, broadcasting live on the Civic Media Radio Network. Linda and the Zeros, they're going to perform live. That is next. Happy New Year's, everybody. Don't forget, hit the chat room. And if you can, make a tip for the bands. They need some pizza money and stuff. We'll be back soon.
Max Inc. Radio.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Oh.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.